We're at the beginning of Perek Yud Dalet, Mishnah Aleph. Says the Mishnah, Cheresh shenasa pikachas, pikeach shenasa chareshes, im ratza yotzi, v'im ratza yekayim. Kishem shehu kones beremiza, kachu motzi beremiza. If a cheresh, again someone who is unable to hear or speak, marries pikachas, someone who has full capabilities, the man was the cheresh, or if it's the other way around, the man was the pikeach and the woman was the chareshes, if he wants to divorce her, he can divorce her. If he wants to keep her as a wife, he can keep her as a wife. Because, says the Mishnah, just like he married her beremiza, meaning that since one of them was unable to hear or to speak, so the das of the Kedushin, when it comes to Kedushin of marriage, we need the approval and the acceptance of both of them. So just like he was able to show this, and she was able to show this through hinting and through non-verbal means, so too, the Gerushin, the divorce, and his divorcing her can be done through the same process of remiza. Pikeach shenasa pikachas v'nischarsha. If a pikeach, someone with full capabilities, marries a woman with full capabilities, but then she becomes later, after they're married, a chareshes. Im ratza yotze v'im ratza yekayim. If he wants to divorce her, he can divorce her. If he wants to keep her, he can stay married to her. The reason that he's allowed to divorce her over here is that we don't need the acceptance, the approval of the woman when it comes to divorce, only when it comes to marriage. We'll see that at the end of the Mishnah. Nishtates lo yotzi. If the woman loses her mind, she loses her mental capabilities, so then he's not supposed to divorce her. Now over here, this is not biblical. Biblically speaking, he could still divorce her because we don't need her to have approval or a das, any kind of intelligence to be able to divorce, because a woman can be divorced against her will. But over here, this was rabbinic, because we don't want a woman who has lost her mind to be running around the street. We want to keep her safe, and since she's already married to this guy, it becomes his responsibility to do that. Mischareish hu onishtate eino motzi olamas. If he, after the marriage began, becomes a cheresh and loses his abilities to speak and hear, or he becomes nishtate, he becomes a shote and he loses his mind, then he can never divorce her. The reason is because he now married her in a full sense, because he had his full mental capabilities when he married her, and when he divorced her, he had less. You can't have a gerushin which needs his mind and his acceptance at a lesser level than the Kedushin. It won't work. It won't release this woman from the marriage. Therefore, he cannot divorce her. Amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, mipnei maha isha shenischarsha yotza, va'ish shenischaresh eino motzi. Says Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, why is it that you say that a woman who loses her ability to speak and to hear is allowed to be divorced, but a man who loses that ability and becomes a cheresh is not able to divorce the woman? Amru lo, the Chachamim say back to him, Eino dome, ha'isha megaresh le'isha misgareshes. It's not similar, the man who is doing the divorce, to the woman who is being divorced. Sheha'isha yotza lirtzona, v'shelo lirtzona, v'ha'ish eino motzi el lirtzona. The woman is divorced with her agreeance, with her acceptance, or without, against her will. But the man is only divorcing a woman with his agreement, only by his consent. Therefore, we need the mind of the man in divorce just as much as we need it in Kedushin, and if it is not at the same level it was at the time of the marriage, so it won't work. Mishnah Bet, Heid Rabbi Yochanan ben Gudgada al Chareshes Shehisia Aviha. Shehi yotza beget, amru lo afzu ki yotze ba. Rabbi Yochanan ben Gudgada testified about a woman who was a chareshes, and she was a katana, she was young, she was a minor, that her father married her off. Now, the kedushin in that case was done by the father. The father had full mental capabilities, and we had his full ratzon, his full will. Therefore, the marriage was a marriage deraisa, not like a cheresh, whose marriage would only be derabanan, because she wouldn't have full capabilities. Now, after she grows up and is no longer in the domain of the father, and she wants to accept the get on her own, so still we say that she goes out with a get. And the reason is, as we said before, we don't need the approval of the woman for a divorce, and therefore we don't need her to be at the same level mentally as she was when she got married. The Chachamim say back to him, to Rabbi Yochanan ben Gudgada, Afzu ki yotzeba means that the woman we were talking about also, who got married when she was pikachas, when she had her full mental capabilities, and later on became a cheresh or became a shota, so she too is able to be divorced for the exact same reason as this woman who started off as a chereshes and was married off by her father. That's the end of Mishnah Bet.